Hello, and thanks so much for joining me for another edition of Face the Facts. I'm your host, April Moss. Today, we're going to be talking to two incredible people. First is Jenna Campbell. She is a wife and mother from West Michigan whose adopted daughter needs a kidney transplant. We'll be talking about the nitty-gritty of her story and why her daughter is being denied the right to get onto the transplant list. And we'll be speaking with her legal team, Brian Festa of WeThePatriotsUSA.org, an incredible organization that is doing what they can to come alongside Americans and fight for medical freedom in the midst of medical tyranny. Let's get right into today's show, but first, a word from our sponsors. Face the Facts is sponsored by MyPillow.com. Use promo code April at the checkout. You'll get up to 66% off of high quality made in America products. Support Mike Lindell and April Moss by using code April at MyPillow.com during the checkout. Face the Facts is brought to you today by Patriot Switch. Head over to PatriotSwitch.com and switch where you shop. Using only made in America products and high quality 97% natural consumable products, you can switch where you shop by going to PatriotSwitch.com and keep your money right here in America. Just head over to PatriotSwitch.com and choose my name, April Moss, in the drop-down list, and we'll get to you to get you signed up so that you can start shopping and keeping your money right here in America. Jenna, thank you so much for joining me today on Face the Facts. I want to say first and foremost, I'm so proud of you as a mom who's standing true to her convictions, and you're trying to provide the safest, healthiest environment for your daughter. Tell our listeners, for those who don't know, your daughter, you had adopted her last year in June, and it was shortly after her adoption that you realized she had some kidney problems. Can you please explain her health condition?
Sure. So we knew when we brought her home, even before that, that at some point about 5 years ago, for reasons that we don't have records of, she did have one kidney removed. So she has a single kidney. And we brought her home in June of 2021. And by August, we had a definite confirmation that she has end-stage renal disease. And we started the process of her twice weekly dialysis treatments and the dialogue about getting her on the transplant list as soon as possible. And the stated goal at the time was to get her on the pediatric transplant list by the end of 2021.
So what is the hiccup now? Why can't she receive her kidney?
Well, very quickly after we started the dialysis and these discussions about transplant, the vaccines started being offered, several of them, starting with a flu vaccine offered one day in dialysis. And as I've done with my kids for years, I declined and was very quickly told that that was a indicator to them of non-compliance, and I received my first threat of being reported to Child Protective Services.
So you have a threat that you were reported to CPS because you didn't want her to have the flu shot. And just tell us again, how old is your daughter?
She's 17. She will turn 18 this July.
Okay. So you adopted her fairly later in life. She was a teenager when she came over.
Right. That's correct. Okay. We actually met her when she was 8. And we wanted to adopt her then in 2012, but the door did not open until 2019. And we had a long process. So yeah, we did not bring her home until last year.
Wow. So now what is the course of action? She needs to have a kidney. They're refusing to allow her to get onto the list until she has the list of shots. You as her mother are saying, listen, I don't want her to have those things. What is the entity that is preventing her from getting this? Is this like just the local hospital in your area, or is this no matter where you live, this would be the issue?
Well, that's a complicated question, and I'm not sure I fully know the answers, but I can tell you that there is one particular organization, and I'm sorry, the actual name is going to slip my mind, but the abbreviation is UNOS. They are a not-for-profit organization, but they are contracted with by our government, and they have a lot of influence, noting suggested requirements for qualifying for organ receipt. And so I always, as I've been delving into this, I thought it was their influence that was the problem. And yet when they're asked about situations like ours, they say that the hospitals really determine their own protocols. So I'm not sure which thing we're dealing with.
Okay. So, I mean, at the end of the day, your daughter, she needs to have a kidney. And this is just a grave injustice that's happening. You turned to an amazing organization called We the Patriots. And I love them. I refer them to so hundreds and hundreds of people who have reached out for legal help where they're up against situations such as yours, where there seems to be, just an injustice happening right now. I'd love to be able to bring on Brian Festa. He is with We the Patriots USA. And let's bring him on right now to get a little perspective. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, April. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, give us a little perspective on Jenna's, her battle right now. She's an amazing mother who truly is trying to do the best thing for her daughter here. What does the outlook look like moving forward?
Well, we think the outlook is very bright for Jenna and her daughter, because we're very confident that we are going to win this battle. We're going to be victorious. God is on our side. God is on the side of those who are fighting for what is righteous, what is good, protecting one's body, protecting one's temple, not participating in any way in the slaughter of innocent children, which this shot, as you know, April, certainly does. And Jenna is standing firm in her religious convictions. And when you do that, we read it all throughout Scripture. Look at the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament. Every time someone obeys God's words, good things happen. Every time they disobey, not so good things happen. All right, to put it mildly. So
yeah, agreed.
We are very, very confident that we are going to be victorious here. And we're going to set a legal precedent. That's what we're aiming to do, folks. Everyone who's listening and watching, please remember, although primarily, imminently, we want to help Jenna and her daughter. We want to save her daughter's life. That's the imminent concern right now. But larger than that even is setting a precedent that this can never happen, because if this stands and the hospital is allowed to get away with this, then literally millions of Americans' lives could be at stake in the future, because they can refuse you heart surgery, cancer surgery, organ transplants, medical treatment, chemotherapy. They could refuse you a whole host, a litany of medical interventions simply because you're refusing one or more shots. Remember, I don't know if, because I came on a little late, I don't know if Jenna told you this yet, but it wasn't just the COVID shot. It was the flu shot and several other shots. And they said, it's a package deal. You can't just refuse, even if you only refuse one of them, they would not evaluate her for placement on the organ transplant list. So here at We the Patriots USA, we are standing up for Jenna. We have a saying here at We the Patriots USA, and thank you for your kind words about our organization. I know we met last August, April, if you remember,
back in
Grand Rapids, actually.
Yes, I do.
And we have a slogan here: when you stand up to tyrants, we stand up for you. And so if you go to WeThePatriotsUSA.org, you'll see that we have a fundraiser for Jenna's daughter. Funding has been very slow, and I think in large part, it's not only the censorship from the media and mainstream media, but it's also the fact that these are tough economic times, all right? With what this administration has done to this country and what's going on in the world right now, inflation, gas prices, food shortages, it's a horrible, horrible things are going on, and people are scared. They don't, have a lot of money for charity, but even if you can give $5, $10, if we get thousands of people coming together to do that, we can fund her legal expenses. So we're trying to reach a goal of $50,000. So far, we haven't even raised half of that. And I've done about a dozen interviews with Jenna, at least on a variety of platforms, large and small, but a lot of big ones with huge audiences, and still have not gotten a lot of funding for her. So we really need people to go to WeThePatriotsUSA.org and check out that fundraiser, donate, and share with as many people as you can, because we are being suppressed, as you know, on all the social media and big tech platforms. They just shut us down because they don't want... I mean, that shows you how evil they are. It's not just about disinformation, like they'll say. They don't want the disinformation spreading. They don't even want to save this little girl's life, this young girl's life.
Well, because, and here's the thing, a lot of people who are still under that thinking that big pharma is good, and, you know, that all of these vaccines are just how people stay healthy, they don't understand. It has nothing to do with health. It has everything about pushing big pharma's agenda onto people to keep them in a constant perpetual cycle of sickness so they can continue to make money off of them. What I want everybody to understand is that this isn't just Jenna's fight. This might be Jenna's fight today, but it could be your fight 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So this is why this is so critical and so important. I do urge everyone to head over to WeThePatriotsUSA.org. We will have the link for that as well up for the interview so that everybody can see it clearly and be able to go over there and just give whatever you can. And Jenna, thank you, by the way, for standing firm, because I can imagine, as I'm a mother as well, when you're faced with, do I just give in and have her take these shots so that she can get her kidney, right? I'm sure even though that goes against your motherly instinct, it's still a thought that crosses your mind because you're thinking she needs to have a kidney.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the pressure is incredible, and it is a hard thing to weigh out. You know, all I can say right now is that, as Brian touched on, this is about more than just the kidney transplant. It's really about even more than just the vaccine issue. It's a matter of, you know, we don't want to be in a place where anybody can be forced into having a treatment that they don't want, and or that they, you know, as a parent, they don't want to be forced into accepting something for their child that goes against their conscience. So that's a really dangerous place for all of us to be. And so we just really felt like we could not be quiet about it.
I'm so glad that you weren't quiet about it, and you're a hero, and you're amazing. You're an amazing mother. And I hope that your daughter realizes the fight that you're putting out for her and for her safety, because I know so many other parents would not do that. So you're awesome. Keep up the good work. And Brian, thank you for all that you do. Truly, I've sent probably hundreds of people to We the Patriots USA.
Keep them coming.
To have help, right? You know, this is, we're in a critical time in history where you can't just go along with the status quo anymore. Like, people have to get out of their comfort zone and do things that aren't comfortable. So thank you both for joining today. Is there any last words that you'd like to say, Jenna, before we go?
Just thank you so much for prayers, for healing and for justice. And our prayers are going out to those who are in similar situations. And I just want to say, you're not alone.
Amen.
Thank you guys so much for being here. God bless you. And our prayers will be with you and your family. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, April.
Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of Face the Facts. Don't forget to head over to patriotswitch.com and look for my name in the drop-down box. We'll get in touch with you to get you signed up so that you can switch where you shop, keep your money right here in America, and support small business and bring healthy, toxin-free products into your home, shipped right to your front door. Go to patriotswitch.com today, and remember to look for my name in the drop-down menu.